Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up? I'm talking right now with Austin from Lorna Shore, Austin Archie, to be exact, the drummer for Lorna Shore. We've seen them in Seattle before the plague hit us. Awesome show. They have a new record coming out here August 13th, And I Return to Nothingness on Century Media. They have a new vocalist. Yeah, they came through the plague and they've started anew with a brand new vocalist. Sounds awesome. New single is available now. It's called To the Hellfire. The video kind of went viral. You guys really didn't have to go that hard, dude. You guys went really, really hard, man. Kind of making everyone else look like crap right now.
I mean, it's been a while for me. You know, we had to come out swinging.
Yep.
I feel like people expect a certain level from Lorna Shore, and we expect way more of that out of ourselves. So, Yep. You know, with that balance, I mean, yeah, there was no way we were just gonna not come out swinging. I mean, there are other songs on the EP, clearly. But that one, I knew was going to create some flame online, some fire, some would say.
It's a long song, dude. Is that one of the longer ones on the album?
I think they're all clocking in around six, cool. Maybe just under, just over. But
nice.
You know, it's an EP. I wanted people to get their money's worth. I mean, mm-hmm. I just replied to a comment. You know, I just said pre-order the EP on our Instagram with a picture. Was the guy said, "Why would I pre-order three songs? Get out of here." And I'm like, hey, you know, it is what it is.
It's 18 minutes, dude. You know, there's some like punk and hardcore albums that are that long and it's like 10, 15 songs, you know? So
yeah, we got some nice artwork, you know, we spent good money on some nice artwork.
Beautiful artwork.
It's something to have. So yeah, I mean, obviously we would have did a whole record, but you know, it's now's the time to do the record. The world's opening up, you know, the plague is hopefully done its course. And yeah, and I'm happy to see the video being shared. Like you said, it kind of went mm-hmm. viral. I don't know. It might be my first viral moment, you know, other than, you know, when Lil Uzi Vert came to our show. You know, that was kind of a thing. But this is more centered around the band, what we're doing. So mm-hmm. this is the shit I like. You know, this is what I want. So I'm very thankful.
So let's take a little step here in a different direction just for one second. What I'm looking at is it looks like you have like a kind of a streaming setup. Is that right? Or is it a recording setup or what's going on with this?
I got a recording studio up here.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice, yeah, dude.
I just did a lot of this recently, you know, sitting at home. But mm-hmm. yeah, I have the space. I mean, I've got a curved monitor. I feel like a gamer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't play much games. But, you know, I would love to do, you know, some sort of, you know, podcast or just me twitching, you know. Mm-hmm. I, that's I have all the gear now. I'm starting to figure out the drum thing. Once that's figured out, figure out how I can combine the two, and then we'll be rocking and rolling. But yeah, it's fun stuff. I mean, it sounds good in here.
It does sound good, man. And what have you been filling your time with? I mean, obviously you guys made music during this time, the three songs and the EP, but what else have you been filling your time with? Cause I'm assuming, you know, usually life is all about on the road, touring pretty hard. What have you been filling your life with, man?
It's crazy, man. Cause I feel like before the video dropped, it was like hard to like, you know, I was doing a lot of things, but it was just crazy. Cause like, I never had that fulfillment of like what I felt, you know, between ages 18 and 25, you know, I toured constantly. So that, you know, touring and just playing and seeing people, and that was all taken away. So I did have to find things to, I didn't have much of a home life. You know, I really didn't. Like I never rested my head in the same place for more than, you know, three nights, four nights out of the week. I was always going around places, and I've been in this house for like a year and a half. But through that time, you know, I've done, like I said, you know, fashion my recording, nice place to rehearse, you know, track myself, keep track of my stuff. You know, I got a great girlfriend, you know, she kept me plenty busy. We went and did a lot of different things, and like it's all things that like I really never ever did at home. I mean, I live in Jersey. I would never go to the beach because I'm never home for the summers. Vice, you know, going on little trips. So you know, picking up vegan lifestyle, you know, just nice kind of diving into that, you know, nutrition, you know,
healthier life for the road.
Healthier life for the road. And it's definitely hitting me hard. I'm going harder because I'm like, all right, like, you know, I'm like, I could have went hard last year, but we all did what we had to do. And I don't beat myself up. I didn't gain, you know, 200 pounds. I'm just where I'm at. And now it's time to go outside, time to see some people and, you know, be all we can be. So as much as my time off was spent very well, I don't know what I could have done without, you know, a lot of the things I did this last year and a half. It put a lot into perspective. But I'm excited to get my life back. You know, I'm and now is the best time for the band more than ever. You know, we have a great lineup, all people I enjoy being around like more than anybody. Will, you know, our new vocalist, I've known him for a long time, and we used to just hang out, you know, never talked about doing music together. We just hung out, and I'm just glad the stars align because he's a great person. Everyone that meets him loves him.
That's awesome.
You know, he's in a van right now driving across the US. You know, that's how he's celebrating his little, you know,
time
success.
Off.
Yeah. It's shutting off from the world and doing his thing. And I like that energy.
Yeah.
I like that energy. You know, he's a go-getter. He didn't even really tell us. He's like, I'm not going to be around next week. I'm driving my van out west. Like, yo, cool. It's like, I'd rather that kind of person than, you know, things we've had to deal with in the past. So it's a blessing. It truly is a blessing.
So, you know, I don't want to go too much into it, but you guys did have a little controversy around the band, and had to release an album with your former vocalist on it. Was there ever a talk after that happened and he left the band and was there ever talk of the band breaking up, or did you guys always know you want to keep going?
I mean, to be honest, we always to each other's mouth, like ears. It was never an option to stop. Everyone had their own self-doubts, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, talking about it, you know, with each other now, especially, it's like, yeah, when we went to record, like we didn't know what was going to happen. Because it could have just not worked out. Like we could have just not been able to write songs, like been really defeated. But yeah, we really, just dove deep. Like as soon as that happened, like I just didn't have time to process what happened, like at all. Like that was like 2 days before Christmas. I was like around my family. Everyone kind of knew what was going on. I was, it was definitely one of the weirder holidays. Like I'm usually myself, and I was completely shut down. I had no idea what was going to happen. So the album came out. I think we went on the Europe run, and that kind of built a little spirit back in the band, playing live and hearing those songs live with someone else. And then the pandemic hit, and we were kind of just like, all right, well, time to really rebuild. Because if we would have just lost the vocalist, did that tour, and then the world never happened, and we toured on Immortal for a year or two, we, you know, we wouldn't have this EP, we wouldn't have this song, we wouldn't be talking right now. So, you know, things happen for a reason, and I'm just glad everyone in the band is as dedicated as they are, because, you know, it's all of our lives. No one's going anywhere, you know, we've been waiting for that fourth person to bring in. That's like, this is all or nothing. I love doing this. and Will brings that energy, and I never have any doubts. So that's good.
When you mentioned that you've been friends with Will for a while, he was in a couple other bands, Monument of a Memory and Wake of Providence. I have those written down so I didn't forget. You've been friends with him for a while. Was there ever consideration of other vocalists? Did you guys have tryouts, or did you always kind of tap this guy, this your homie?
Honestly, it was kind of weird because the first stance of it was we need a fill in for this European tour. Yep. So I had friends from bands that were going to fill in, mm-hmm. and they're all talented. They're all amazing. But then Will it kind of just clicked. I remember I was in my buddy's car. I was in California. We just went to the NAMM show, mm-hmm. Me and him. I was like, man, this record's so sick. It wasn't even out yet, but I was showing him the record. I was like, I don't know who's going to scream this stuff. And then I just kind of thought about Will, texted him. And then 2 days later, he sent me two tracks fully just destroyed. Wow. And I was like, okay, man, the other people were good that we were going to consider taking on this tour, but he seemed like more of a permanent fit. Yep. As far as he lives 40 minutes from me. I've known him mm-hmm. for a while. He's a good guy. And like you said, you had to write those band names down that he was in, because a lot of people don't know his mm-hmm. past work. And that was kind of our thing as far as not revealing him too early, because there was little to judge the guy's ability on. Even though those bands are great, it's like they don't sound like ours, so people would make their own judgment. So with Hellfire and this whole announcement, it was basically like, we're not going to say anything, and then just let people, here's the song, here's him doing his thing. And that's the only, and then if you want to go back and look at his old bands, dope, but there's really not much to go find with him. So he's a hidden gem, definitely a hidden gem. It just really worked out.
So when you can check out the video, because he is truly chaotic energy, really gnarly voice. But when you're, I'm not gonna say replacing, but when you're getting a new vocalist and you already have a sound, you have Lorna Shore, people love the music, but you're looking for a new vocalist. Is the approach to look for someone who can do their best impression of the former guy, or to just bring their own thing? What's your perspective on that?
It's definitely bring your own thing, because through the band, when we had Tom, we started with Tom. So we all were connected and the sound was evolving with each other, and it was always a thing. But then when he left, it's like, all right, well, we're never going to find another Tom Barber, because Tom Barber's Tom Barber. That's my guy. There's no two of that guy in the world. So it's like, we're not going to replace him. So let's just go get someone else and still do our thing musically, because we never really write music with vocals in mind. It's really just mm-hmm. me and Adam writing music we want to hear, and then, matching some vibes. But with Will, I think it was just way more natural. There was no needed direction in the studio for him to twist his words, because I couldn't even tell him to do what he does if I tried.
Yeah.
It's just all really on the spot of just twisting his words, pronouncing things differently. And his style just really, just from the first thing he recorded, I was like, okay, this is definitely going to work out. And he was open to any suggestion. We were all in the room when he was doing vocals. It wasn't
ego.
No ego at all. It couldn't be less.
That's awesome.
Anything I call him about, it's just like a joke, even if I'm giving him yo man, go on Instagram. He's like, dude, what the hell? Cause we dropped the song. I didn't talk to him for a week. And I'm like, yo, you hate me? What happened?
Yeah.
He's like, dude, I've been at work every day. I'm working all day and night. And I'm like, mm-hmm. all right, well, at least he didn't just say, all right, well, I'm just going to go quit my job, become a rock star. And start just doing guest spots and, taking, he's really just living the life exactly how he was living it before, but now he's just in our band. So that's nice.
Absolutely, man. And that's really cool that he's taken that approach to it, and it sounds like you're kind of reinvigorated. And would it be too much to say that there's a new energy?
Completely. It's I mean, dude, we don't go in deep at all about the time between Tom, because with Tom in the band, it was like your best friends, doing the thing, that's always what it was. And it's always still the best times of me being alive, just all of us discovering touring, discovering every restaurant on the road together. It's just all mm-hmm. new. And then when he left, it's like you're bringing someone in And then when that person just really brings the energy down, is not on the same level as everyone, really out for themselves, when I'm used to that energy of just like best friends, it really just made the band more of a business. Mm-hmm. And then that trickled down into the relationships between every member, because it wasn't like a big, we couldn't just be a big happy family. Yeah. So now with Will, it's like we can have a group chat and like send some jokes and like, you know what I mean? Like,
yep,
we're always talking to each other. It wasn't just a group chat of only can everyone make practice and then whoever wants to say no and then people being upset. You know, it's more so just, you know, open communication, open door of just, you know, everyone, your ideas are welcome. You know, whatever you got to say, whatever, you could just say something nice to the chat, like, you know, and that's happened plenty of times over the, you know, thankful for everyone in the band. So we never got that, you know, never got that in the past, you know, it was just tours done. All right, sit at home, wait for the next one. Like definitely the energy between the band things, because the shows are always going to be lit no matter what, you know, the energy, I won't act like the energy was like that. That's when we come together and everyone's got the common goal, but it's when we're home, things fall apart.
Sure. Well, that's awesome.
We're good.
That's great. Like that, you got to have that, you know, like family vibe, or at least just like, you know, friends. And that's great that you guys have that. So, it sounds like you guys are ready to conquer the world again.
I mean, it'll be more fun now.
Yeah. Better, like, there you go.
Cause it's always nose down and mm-hmm. head forward, but yeah, like it's going to be good. And like, we're all friends, but like we have this like expectation, so mm-hmm. as long as everyone practices, there's no issues, you know. Yeah. As long as everyone's down to tour and their schedule's open for when the band's got things going on, that's all we ever ask, because this is the priority. We want to be on that world tour, like, yeah, definitely.
Awesome, man. Well, I have a few more questions here, and you're a band from New Jersey, and New Jersey has a rich history of music. I recently spoke with a death metal band from New Jersey called Replicant, sick band, I know that there's a lot of really cool bands that have come there through history. What are a few of your favorite New Jersey bands of all time?
All right, we'll start big, because it's easier to start big. I mean, My Chemical Romance. Mm-hmm. Changed a lot. I was a teen kid growing up,
mm-hmm.
you know, Senses Fail, like those types of bands. And then, you know, going back, Bon Jovi, you know, great band. I think maybe like Overkill, or like one of those 80s, I think Overkill's from Jersey. A lot of those, like, guys, there was a big 80s scene back then, which is my favorite time in music. But I mean, nowadays, like, you know, just to give shout outs to even just old and new local bands. I mean, there was bands like Aborted Memory when we were coming up. That was like a Beneath the Massacre, like just
kind of techie
times 10, just disgustingly heavy.
Nice. Yeah.
Still jam that shit all the time. You know, my buddy Moke, you know, band Appreciator, you know, kind of like a Villains, you know, down tempo type deal. And then, I mean, dude, there's so many bands popping up. My buddy's Weeping. Their new death metal project out of Jersey, it's so good. So I could see the death metal rising a little more in the Jersey scene, which is fun for me, because there are some good talents out here. So
cool.
Yeah.
Also, shout out E-Town Concrete.
I mean, there's that whole bubble, you know. Exactly. We got Suburban Scum, we got, you know, E-Town Concrete, we got Shattered Realm, you know.
Oh yeah,
all the good stuff. I mean, the Jersey's got some good alumni, you know. Absolutely. And I'm happy to add to it. I'm happy to have my name in there.
Absolutely, man. So curious about what got you into playing drums, man? What got you into like music actually, like as a kid? Like, where did you come from, a musical family?
My dad's heavily musical. Some people could call me an industry plant, because but my dad, he just worked for Gibson Guitars. Like, he worked for Gibson Guitars. He was artist relations. I was around a lot of cool people.
Yeah.
And that's as far as it really goes, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like my dad's opportunities, other than just, you know, our music reaching some really cool ears, you know. Like, my dad's like, oh, dude from Living Color, you know, jamming you, or, you know, blah blah's manager or stage tech. So it's like, it's cool, it's reaching some people with my father. But as far as just like him bringing me up into music, you know, it's just bringing me to the shows, you know. He was a, you know, weekend, you know, parents were separated, but on the weekends he had us. And, you know, that's when the predominant amount of shows in New York City are on weekends. So when we go visit him, it's like, all right, I got my kids this weekend. I'm just going to take them to this show.
Hell yeah.
And like, thinking back on it, it's like, good on him, because, you know, a lot of people wouldn't do that, or mm-hmm. just be like, you know, maybe take a back seat. But he just really put us in there. And like, dude, I was going to, you know, see Static X, Power Man 5000, Kid Rock, you know, mm-hmm. going to Ozfest 99, 2000, 2001, meeting a lot of cool people. So that dream of playing shows, you know, I'm backstage, I'm at Kid Rock, yep. you know, it's like, I see the green room, I see the energy. It's like, uh-oh. All right, I want that, you know, yeah. and I was a little kid. So then I started playing the drums, and mm-hmm. I don't know really know why I chose drums. Cause I could have 30 Les Pauls right now if I wanted yeah. to, if yeah. I just chose guitar, but I just wanted to play drums. My brother's a bass player, you know, we were just like rhythm section, you know, brothers. And, you know, we came up together and played in bands, and, you know, he moved to the city, started playing, you know, doom metal and more of that kind of stuff. And mm-hmm. I just stuck around in Jersey and linked up with Lorna Shore, and this is where I'm at. But yeah, like, I just never stopped playing. I mean, I stopped playing for maybe about 2 years of my life when I was in high school, and I was just kind of being a teenager, you know, you know, I don't want to, you know, no one thinks playing drums is cool. You know, it wasn't really getting me much attention, because I was just like, whatever. So let me just go be a normal kid. Mm-hmm. But then I got an opportunity to join a band through some friends, and I just said, yeah. And then that band played with Lorna Shore. I met Tom Barber. Their drummer quits. Boom. You know, yeah. the events add up, and it just led me to this day. So I thank music for, you know, I thank my father and my mom. And don't get me wrong, me and my mom would dance to Motley Crue in the living room. Dr. Feelgood. Like, that was yeah. like early memories. Just my mom, and we would just jump around, hang out in the living room. So, you know, my mom's a metalhead. She supports the band. So without both of their support, this journey wouldn't be as easy. I probably would have given up, because it gets hard. But, you know, they allow me to be myself. So. And that's awesome. All I ever want. That's all I want. That's what I advocate. Just be yourself. It might get you somewhere. I can't make any promises, but you gotta stick around. You know what I mean? Cause like, we're talking, but you know, this journey started like 9 mm-hmm. years ago, 10 yep. years ago. So
stay the course. People
you just gotta stay the course. And if you believe in yourself enough, other people will believe that too. So
it's cool that you did stick with the drums though, specifically, because the drums in metal and hardcore music is job security. Like, that you will always be needed if you're a sick drummer, dude. You'll always
100%.
Yeah. In fact,
I get calls all the time. I mean, I don't know if you know my buddy Bryce Butler, but he plays in like mm-hmm. 11 bands. I mean, that cat, you know, call him up, he'll play it. I don't have that much strength in me, but you know, I've had some cool fill-in gigs over the years. You know, it gets me in cool rooms with certain people, you know, just jamming because someone needs a drummer. So yeah, no, I'm proud to be a drummer. You know, it's most people make beats nowadays. Yep. There's not a lot of, you know, you know, things are shifting, but drummers, that heart, you know, your rhythm, your mind, it's always needed. So
cool.
I ain't going nowhere.
Right on, man. Well, I just have two more questions for you. Everyone sees Lorna Shore, brutal band, metal, heavy, you know, all the tattoos. It's got this image around you that is like super, you know, evil, but I'm assuming there's probably some music that you like that people might not assume the drummer of Lorna Shore likes. What's something that you love that people might be surprised about?
Dude, I listen to a lot of silly shit.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I'm a huge fan of just like obscenely trap hip hop, you know, obviously mm-hmm. just the more ignorant, the better. I mean, you know, there's a lot of good Jersey rappers like Wretch. Wretch is one of my like favorite artists out here. I mean, if you put him on, I mean, he's on the heavier side. Like, it's definitely some sick. Yeah. Definitely bring a lot of inspiration. You know, Future. We listen to a lot of Future and like ASAP Ferg. Like those like chord progressions and like those beats will incorporate that into Lorna Shore. Like in one way or another, like I could mm-hmm. cite it, but people can't hear it. You know, bands like 100th. You know, a lot of that 80s pop. One of my favorites that I would tell anyone listening to go check out a band called She Passed Away.
Okay.
My girlfriend
loves them.
Yeah, no, dude, them and my girlfriend just showed me Twin Tribes
mm-hmm.
cause they're going on tour together. But I love that like Bauhaus, you know, Peter Murphy.
Post-punk, yeah.
You know, post-punk, new wave, goth, like that's the shit. So,
yeah,
you know, that stuff you could just put on and just like mindless, and like, you know, a lot of lo-fi hip hop, you know, stuff like that. Anything to really take me away. Like Lorna Shore's this extreme. I want to go hit all that calm stuff and, you know, make my way back. But I listen to everything. I mean, every day is different for me. It depends how I'm feeling. You know, I'll jam the new, I give a lot of the new band, anyone who's putting out any music, I'm not too cool. Like I go listen to it. You know, if I see a band put out a record, I'm going to go listen to it. And if it's really good, I'll jam it for a whole month. And then realistically, probably not jam it for a while, but
you gave it some time.
I give it some time. And then, you know, a lot of the going back in time with music comes with driving, you know, and like being bored, you know, but when I'm sitting around, you know, I'll check out new stuff and use my time with that.
Awesome, man. Well, again, I do want to mention the new EP that's coming out, and that's August 13th on Century Media, and I Return to Nothingness, three brand new songs by Lorna Shore. And we're talking with Austin from the band, drummer. One final question for you. It's kind of from out of left field, but if you could show us and tell us, pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got it, and show us if you can.
Oh, that's great. I got you. It's hard to see because it's tattooed over, but somewhere in this eagle's like face, like it was a long line.
Okay.
But it goes right
around
here,
there. Yep.
Right around there. And there's a few other ones here and there, but that's from a story when I was in a band. I think I was like 15, but I was staying at my guitarist's house. We were having like a party, you know, I was getting all drunk, not telling my parents that whole night. And I ended up sleeping in his basement. He had a huge house. And that next morning, he was like supposed to get me out of the house somehow without his parents knowing, but I couldn't. So he like snuck me up to his room, made me hang out on the balcony for hours. I was just like sitting out there doing whatever, trying to figure out how I'm going to get out of this guy's house. Cause back then it was like, oh, if the parents find out, you know, game over.
Yep.
And it just so happened that day, like there was like a lot going on in the house. Like there's a lot of like things going on. So he was like, you got to stay out here. So I was like, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to get off this balcony. I'm not sticking around because I had places to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I just ended up jumping off the balcony thinking that I can like, there was like a bunch of trees next to it. I was like, all right, if I just like jump into the trees, maybe I can like break my fall a little bit. No, I just went right through like the middle of these two trees, just took out every branch, just made a giant hole in these trees. And I just remember falling on the ground and like so far that like my body like went like that, like had like two drops, and I was like, oh, and I was like, God. And I just like checked myself and I was so bloody. I had cuts all over me. I had a gash like that in my leg, and I was like, all right. And my dad was picking me up to like hang out with me for the weekend. He's like, what happened to you? And like it was like winter time, and I was like, oh, I just slipped on ice. Like it was a horrible accident. But yeah, that was just being stupid. You know, good story though. Good story. Shout out my buddy Ian.
But you got out of there. Ian. You got out of there.
Oh, I got out of there. No one found out until years later.
And now you're telling the story.
Right here, right now.
Again, brand new Lorna Shore, three songs available August 13th, and I Return to Nothingness, To the Hellfire. The video is out now with their new vocalist, Will Ramos. A lot of cool energy. And it's awesome to speak with you, kind of embarking on this new future for you guys. I'm stoked to see you guys when you come through the Northwest. I'm sure, you know, within the next year or so, we'll be able to see you again. Any final words for the Northwest audience?
I mean, I'm excited. I love Northwest. I would love it to call my home one day. So whenever we go up there, everyone always pulls up and supports us in Seattle, Portland, you know, Spokane. You know, we've had amazing shows all the way up there. You know, I'm definitely excited to get back. And, you know, this is one of my first interviews I've done.
Cool.
You know, coming out and having some good things to talk about. So this feels good. And I hope everyone can feel the excitement, the energy. You know, everything's good. And I hope everyone's excited.
Some positive energy for a change, man. It's good to put that out there, dude. Thank you for chatting with me.
Oh, of course, man. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.